Good morning. Today is January 9th, 2020. We're here under case number 1190266. The appellant is Joel Hawkins. Will anybody related to the case please come up to the microphones and have a seat? And ma'am, could you please state your name and position for the record?
My name is Lisa Schmutzler, and I'm a parking enforcement officer for the City of Portland.
Thank you. And for the record, Mr. Hawkins is not here.
Oh, I'm sorry. S-C-H-M-U-T-Z-L-E-R.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. For the record, Mr. Hawkins is not here, and I'm going to ask the clerk if, let's see, I'm looking at the notice of hearing, which was mailed on December 27th. Did Mr. Hawkins contact the hearings office after December 27th?
Mr. Hawkins did not contact the hearings office after December 27th.
Okay, and was his notice of hearing returned to the hearings office?
His notice was not returned to the hearings office.
Thank you. The notice of hearing does say that those arriving late may lose their opportunity to present their case or hear other parties' testimony. So at this point, we will go forward without Mr. Hawkins, and I'll be reading what he submitted into the record. This hearing is being recorded in case he or any other members of the public wish to hear the recording after the fact. I'd like to go through the exhibits we have in the file. They're not numbered at this point, so I'll just hold them up for you. We have one page which includes a parking violation citation, a contract tow invoice from Retriever Towing, a receipt from Retriever Towing, some writing on it which I'll be discussing later.
Okay.
The next document is the tow hearing request form submitted by Mr. Hawkins.
Okay.
And his statement of rights. And we have the tow desk report, which has yellow on it and we use only for determining whether there's jurisdiction. And then we have the documents submitted by the Transportation Department, which include the tow hearing report, as well as a narrative on the back written by Ms. Schmutzler. We also have a parking violation citation. As well as 5 pages of photographs that were taken at the time the citation was issued. We have code sections related to reserve zone. And 4 pages of documents related to leaf day pickup. Ms. Messler, do you have any objection to any of these documents coming into the record?
No.
Okay. They are admitted. At this point, I'll turn to you for your testimony. Can you please tell me the circumstances surrounding the tow and why you believe that the tow was valid? And I'll have you raise your right hand to be sworn in first. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so.
Yes.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Okay. On December 11th, 2019, I issued a citation number Henry Alpha 31442075 on a Toyota with an Oregon plate 412 Lincoln Henry X-ray for temporary no parking on the north side of Southwest Park Place between King Avenue and St. Clair Avenue. The vehicle was towed as protocol for leaf sweep day. The barricades service request number 1822 for this area were installed and verified on December 9th, 2019 at 12:56 p.m. and then they were re-verified on December 10th, 2019 at 11:27 a.m. 5 pictures were attached to show that the barricades were near the front of the vehicle. Attached also is some information that was mailed out in this sweep schedule. It was also available online, which is also attached. Also attached is City Ordinance number 16.30.210, which states when a vehicle may be towed. It also explains the 24-hour rule in city code that gives us the authority to tow vehicles in that provision. The 24-hour rule states that the public right-of-way is not to be used for storage of a vehicle, and it must be removed or moved from the right-of-way after the period of 24 hours. So on sweep day, the tow trucks are in wait. I noticed he mentioned that it happened really fast. So on sweep day, the tow trucks are right behind the parking enforcement officers, then waiting to quickly remove the vehicles that are in the public right-of-way, so they can, the city can therefore sweep and clean the streets, and they have to do all this before 10:30. So the whole process is very quick, and that's kind of why it happened so quickly.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it has to be done before 10:30 is that that's what the signs indicate the no parking time is.
Yes.
Until. Yes, thank you. Okay, now I will read Mr. Hawkins' testimony into the record, which consists of his tow hearing request form number 6, where he's asked to state the reasons why he believes the tow is invalid or for any other reason unjustified. No indication of street sweep or barricade at time of parking. Vehicle/license/permit, all valid. No notice of vehicle tow until 12/13/2019. Had to miss work to retrieve vehicle, resulting in lost wages, in addition to ticket and towing fee. Towing receipt shows incorrect address. Timeline for ticket is suspicious. Ticketed 9:02 a.m., tow called 9:28 a.m., on scene 9:30 a.m., left scene 9:31 a.m., completion tow desk 9:37 a.m., total time 12 minutes, Damage to front bumper, paren, not documented prior to tow, Charged for 3 days storage, but only stored for 50 to 51 hours. See attached documents. Attempts to submit hearing request online days earlier, but could not attach documents. I'm also going to refer to the exhibit where he had some writing directed to the documents he submitted. So he repeated on a post-it note damage to front bumper. He indicates only 1 to 2 minutes between tow request and leave scene. Address not his license or vehicle are registered. So I'm going to look at that since he mentioned the address twice. It said it was towed from Southwest Park, King and St. Clair Avenue. Are those the streets that you mentioned, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay.
Park Place.
Okay, and the tow company just wrote Southwest Park.
Oh, okay.
And the other address mentioned is that it was towed to 1551 Northwest Quimby. So I'm not quite sure about the address he's referring to that's wrong. It also mentions it was released to Mr. Hawkins, and there's a street address written there, but it's difficult to read. It looks like it's somewhere on Northeast Knott Street. The last writing he has is 26 minutes between ticket and tow, did not receive mail regarding tow until 12/13/2019. Anything to respond to or add to now that I've read that, Ms. Schmetzler?
I'm not sure what I can add to that.
Okay. There is one thing I would like to add for the appellant related to the damage to his car. That is something I cannot handle in this hearing, but he can call the tow desk, and I'm just confirming with the clerk that this is the correct information that he should write to or contact. Is that the tow desk, or do you have the tow desk information? We're just going to wait a minute while we get the tow desk information and read it into the record so that the appellant can contact them to see if anything can be done regarding the damage. Mr. Hawkins, are you Mr. Hawkins?
Yes.
Please come over to the microphone. We've actually just completed the hearing, but I was just reading something into the record, and I will give you this card. It relates to the damage that you mentioned on your car, on your vehicle, and that's not something I can handle in this hearing, but you can contact the tow desk, and I'm giving you a card with the person's name and their phone number that you might want to contact about that.
Okay. Well, I've already tried to...
Okay, sir, you're not sworn in. Just a moment. Okay. The clerk's telling me that there were documents for you at the front desk, which you might want to look at. So I'm going to go off the record, give you a chance to look at those, and then we'll go back on the record. So we just took a 5-minute break. And Mr. Hawkins came in as I was concluding in the hearing and reading into the record that in terms of damage that was done to his car, he can contact the tow desk. And I'm handing the clerk a card with the tow desk operator's name and phone number, and that'll be given to you after the hearing. So in essence, we've concluded the hearing. I'll tell you what we've done. Ms. Schmelzer read into the record what she has written and what you have in your hand, which is her testimony from the tow desk report. I read your testimony into the record, which was what you wrote on the back of the tow hearing request form under the reason, state the reason you believe the tow is invalid. I also read into the record each of your post-it notes on your exhibit, and all the exhibits have been admitted. So if you would like to add something, I will swear you in, and I'm going to ask you to limit it to anything not already read into the record. So did you want to give testimony at this point?
Yes.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so, and then state and spell your name.
Yes, I agree. The testimony I will give will be the whole truth. And my name is Joel Hawkins.
And please spell your name.
Joel Hawkins.
Okay. And what would you like to add to what you've already written?
In addition to what I've already written, I have already tried to contact the towing company on numerous occasions via telephone and have been redirected to submit information through their website, which has gone unresponded. I did so immediately, and when asking to speak with a manager or anybody who could help me, I was told, we don't know when the next manager will be in.
Okay. And I'll interrupt you about the damage, because again, that's something I can't handle in the hearing, but if you do have a complaint about the way you've been treated by the tow company, either because of the damage or trying to address the damage, then you can call this city employee who handles the connection between the city and the tow companies.
Okay. thank you. So I am not exactly certain what else I have to add, other than, you know, this street cleaning warning appeared the morning. I had parked my car there and even checked it previously to ensure that it was properly parked. If my memory serves me, it was the Sunday prior to the 11th. And I checked my vehicle Tuesday night to ensure that there was no, having received a number of tickets in this area, and I realized it's a difficult area to park, I wanted to make sure my car was okay, no tickets, and that I was legally parked. And my permit was on display. At the time, I might be reiterating my original statement, but I...
Yeah, no need to do that.
Well, having received a ticket at 9 a.m., 9:02 a.m., I believe, the tow was called in at 9:27.
And did you say something happened at 2 a.m.?
9:02 a.m.
Okay. And I did get your testimony on that already, so thank you.
And additionally, I didn't receive any kind of notice in the mail until after I had contacted the city, or perhaps the police bureau, about the whereabouts of my car, thinking perhaps it may have been stolen, to find out that it was in fact towed, and again, had to take time off of work and, you know, miss wages in addition to paying the fee here. And I've already, I have since then settled the ticket through open court at the Multnomah County Courthouse on December 24th, I believe. So at this point, I believe I've done all I can. I believe I've noted some of the inaccuracies on the retriever towing's invoice.
Can you tell me what the inaccuracy is? You did mention the address, and I could not find what the inaccuracy was.
So it says release to name Joel Hawkins, Joel Elias, street address 737 Northeast Knott Street. That is not my current address.
Okay.
And I did make an attempt to tell them that that's not the address on that my driver's license is registered to, nor my vehicle. And I was told it doesn't matter.
They're right, and I was guessing that was the inaccuracy.
Right. I also found it strange that the entire tow process was completed in 9 minutes, given that it's during a busy hour of the day, approximately between 9 and 10 a.m., it seemed as though it was dispatched extraordinarily quickly. I believe the ticket or information.
Okay, and again, I did get that testimony, so thank you.
Okay. And I apologize for reiterating. And
I'm sorry?
I apologize for telling you things you already know.
Thank you. Ms. Schmutzler, do you have any questions for the appellant based on his testimony?
No.
So at this point, I am going to conclude the hearing, and because you came in late, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman, and I will be issuing a written decision within about a week to 10 days. The decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. And I'd also like to inform you that...
sorry to interrupt, but could you clarify what that means?
Oh, that means, you know, in a criminal case, the burden of proof is much higher, beyond a reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, whoever is making a point has to make it by more than 50%. So it's a lower standard to prove a point in the case.
Okay.
I also want to add that the evidence that I will look at is the testimony I've heard, as well as the documents that were admitted, and everything you have was admitted into evidence. And the only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow is valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. This will conclude the hearing. We'll go off the record. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.